La mia preghiera e anche la vostra ha sempre presente il dramma dei profughi.
Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for refugees fleeing wars and what he called other inhumane situations. In particular, he drew attention to the migrant crisis in Greece and in other countries that are on the front line in offering aid to those in need, which he added required the cooperation of all nations. The Holy Father said that a united response was most effective in order to distribute the burden evenly, continuing that for this we need to focus firmly and unreservedly on negotiations. The Pope made the comment following the Angelus prayer in St. Peter's Square, where he also welcomed the news about the cessation of hostilities in Syria. He invited everyone to pray and hope so that this window of opportunity would give relief to the suffering people and open the way to dialogue and much-desired peace. Pope Francis also expressed his closeness to the people of the Fiji Islands, hit hard by a devastating cyclone, adding that he was praying for the victims and for those engaged in relief operations. Speaking before the recitation of the Marian Prayer and drawing inspiration from Sunday's Gospel, the Pope said that even today, in the face of certain misfortunes and tragic events, we can be tempted to discharge the responsibility on the victims or even God himself. But the Gospel, he said, invites us to reflect on what is our idea of God. Do we believe that God is that way? Or is it our own projection, a God made in our image and likeness?
Può venirci la tentazione di scaricare la responsabilità sulle vittime o addirittura su Dio stesso.
The Holy Father stressed that Jesus calls us to draw from painful events a warning that concerns everyone, because we are all sinners. Jesus, Pope Francis explained, calls us to change our heart and make a radical change in our journey of life by abandoning compromises with evil and by being less hypocritical, because, he noted, nearly everyone has a little piece of hypocrisy. Concluding his address, he urged people to take advantage of a year of grace, this year of mercy, which is offered to us as an opportunity for repentance and salvation. I'm Lydia O'Kane.